Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text that we're going to use as the basis for today's message comes to us from the book of Daniel, the 10th and 12th chapters. My dear friends in Christ, we're going to talk about angels today, and angels, angels are kind of weird things. Now, we suppose that they might look like us, but not really. They're not humans with wings. Now, sometimes they take on forms that look human, right? But that's about where their similarities to us end. The prophet Isaiah talks about angels who have wings. And honestly, I've never seen a human being with wings before, so they can't be that. And more than that, one angel has six wings, right? He flies with two. And with two, he covers his face, and with two, he covers his feet. Daniel describes an angel that is orange, right? His face looks like lightning. I don't know if that means that he has lightning bolts coming out of his face, or it's just so bright you can't look at it. His eyes burn like torches, he says. His arms and his legs are like polished metal. And he has a voice that sounds like there are multiple people speaking at the same time. One angel has a giant flaming sword. One angel has eyeballs all over his body. Some angels look like they're on fire all the time. Angels are just kind of weird. But the angels are messengers from God. That's literally what the word angel means, messenger. God sends the angels, we see in his word, multiple times to take God's message to God's people. They bring his word wherever they go, whether it's God's law to frighten people that they would repent and be forgiven, or God's promises of the gospel, which do forgive people and which bring people back to God. Some angels protect people, like Daniel in the lion's den or the men thrown into the fiery furnace. And some angels protect you all of the time. Now, the church actually has a special day in her church year. We celebrate big days, right? Like Christmas. You guys have heard of Christmas? We celebrate Easter. You guys have heard of Easter? We celebrate Good Friday. You've heard of Good Friday, right? There are special days that the church sets aside to celebrate certain things. And one of the days that we set aside is called the Feast of St. Michael and All Angels. That's a day in which we celebrate the angels. We celebrate that God made the angels to serve him and to serve you. And we celebrated that. That was two Sundays ago. Now, of all the angels, and we mentioned it in today's text, Michael is the chief of the angels. He is the best of the best. He is the strongest. He's the wisest. He is the fastest. He is the most incredible of all of the angels. He is the leader. He is the general, right? That's why his name is in that feast day, St. Michael and All Angels. We celebrate the angels by talking about them with what we know from God's word. But as much as we celebrate the angels who are all around us, we don't worship them. We don't adore them like we do God. We don't really even talk to them. The angels are God's servants. They do only what he tells them to do. And most especially, the angels don't want to be noticed by you. They want you to give honor and glory to Jesus, not to them. Although, what's really cool is that right now, the angels are watching you because they love to see what you, what humankind is up to. They love to watch you worship Jesus, just as they're worshiping him. And as they watch you, God sends them to protect you. They are working for you all of the time. I mean, this morning, I want you to imagine, in a real sense, it's there. It's not just an imagination thing, but I want you to imagine that you can see them, the angels who are hanging out up on the balcony right now. Or imagine the angels as they're there with you on the playground. Or imagine them sitting on top of your car when mom or dad picks you up from school today. They're all around you. They're protecting you from all harm and danger that God does not want sent to you. Now, of course, sometimes we do get hurt, don't we? Or sometimes those we love get hurt. It's not because the angel failed, but because God allowed that to happen. Now, we don't know why things like that happen. Why do we get hurt? Why do we get injured? Why do we even die? We don't know. Those things happen, and they're hard. But the angels are doing what God tells them to do. The angels will be with you, guarding you, until the day that you die. And then what's really cool is on that day, your angel will take your soul from your body and take it up to heaven with Jesus to wait until Jesus brings you back to raise your body from the dead. The angels keep us safe in this life and even in that life which is looking for the life which is to come. Angels aren't make-believe. They're real. They're not fairy tales. They're all around you doing God's work for you. And even though angels seem weird to us, God designed them for a purpose. They're one way that God uses to show that he has love for you. I mean, when we think about God's love, we think, well, God sent us parents to take care of us, teachers to educate us, even pastors, right? Those are all ways that God loves you. He sends police and firemen. He sends doctors and nurses. And he sends the angels. God takes care of you in so many ways. And the angels are one way that he does that. Where the angels are taking care of you to show the love of God to you, to guard you in all of your ways, to point you to Jesus, the very God who loves you, the very God who died for you, the very God who forgives you all of your sins, and who can't wait to live forever with you and all who believe in him, even with the angels. You will indeed live forever, my friends. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.